WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go, your daily dose of releasing affirmations for happier, lighter you. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating space in your home and mind for positivity. Ever feel like your living space is just mirroring the chaos swirling around in your head? You know that feeling when every surface is cluttered and your to-do list feels longer than your arm? Well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be this way. This isn't just about tidying up, although a good declutter can do wonders. It's about creating an environment that supports peace, clarity, and joy. Think of it like feng shui for your soul. We're talking about making intentional choices to invite positivity into every corner of your life, both physically and mentally. First things first. Let go of the stuff you don't need. Seriously, what are you holding on to that no longer serves you? Old clothes that don't fit, broken gadgets, gathering dust, papers piling up like ancient history. Trust me, it doesn't serve you. It just weighs you down, both physically and emotionally. Donate, sell, or toss those items that are holding you back from feeling light and free. Next, create zones for intention. Designate areas in your home for specific activities, a common corner for meditation, a vibrant space for creativity, a comfy nook for reading. Each zone should feel different, inviting you to engage in those specific activities with focus and joy. Think about it, wouldn't it be amazing to step into a dedicated space that instantly sets the mood for relaxation or productivity? Now, let's talk about your mind. It's just as important to declutter your thoughts as your physical space. We all have those negative self-talk spirals, worries, and anxieties that can take over. But here's the thing. You don't have to entertain them. Practice gratitude daily. Focus on the good things in your life, big or small. Visualize a peaceful and positive atmosphere surrounding you. Imagine yourself surrounded by love, joy, and tranquility. Believe it or not, this can actually shift your energy and create a more optimistic mindset. Just like with physical clutter, clearing out those negative thoughts makes room for positivity to bloom. Think of a time when you felt truly content and at peace. Maybe it was during a quiet walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply spending quality time with loved ones. What were the sensations you experienced? Focus on recreating those feelings. Even small moments can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Remember, creating space for positivity is an ongoing process. It's not about achieving perfect zen every day, it's about making conscious choices to cultivate a more joyful and fulfilling life. Let me tell you, I've been there feeling overwhelmed by clutter and negativity, just like many of you. But once I started implementing these practices, my home and mind felt lighter, brighter, and so much more peaceful. I used to have this overflowing bookshelf crammed with books I never read, magazines dating back years, and even random trinkets that just collected dust. It felt chaotic and overwhelming. It was literally draining my energy. But then I decided to declutter and create designated areas for reading and relaxation. And you know what? It made a world of difference. My mind feels calmer, my living space is more inviting, and I actually find myself enjoying those quiet moments much more. Remember, your home should be your sanctuary, a place where you feel safe, relaxed, and inspired. Don't let clutter or negativity take over that space. Take action today by decluttering one area of your home, practicing gratitude for something small, or visualizing a peaceful and positive atmosphere surrounding you. You can do it. So, what are you waiting for? Go make some space both in your home and in your mind for all the good stuff that deserves to shine. Remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. Share your experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep releasing those things that no longer serve you and let that positivity flow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.